is the classical maneuvers of the different common system. Without knowing Posada, Sinawali, Abanico, Redonda, you can never be effective in Amara, because in Amara your Cerrada position, which is the block and which is the disarm and which is the counter strike. So all of these strikes come from the classical maneuvers of Sinawali, Redonda, and which all of this comes from the foundation of Crossada. You know, well, Crossada, you see now, that's where the classical 12 strikes came from, you know. So all the systems, their first approach, except the old systems, you know. But now the systems, everybody has 12 strikes, even you. You're doing Arnis.
Right.
The first thing that you learn is the 12 basic strikes.
Right.
Well, I have that in for purposes of training, and I have also the classical Crossada, the 12 Crossada strikes, which is used for, which is a combination of the sword techniques, where there are reangling of strikes. So without the basic classicals, you'll never understand reangling, because the reangling comes from the weaving strikes, Crossada, you know. So that's how I teach it, you know. So make it more simple for them to understand that, you know, that's the requirement before I teach you my system.
Right.
You know, you have now Crossada, Sinawali, Redonda, Abanico, Ginunting, and you have the Amara. And after the Amara, I'm doing now the system of systems, wherein when you do Crossada, the Abierta, and you do the Cerrada, because in engagement, you follow the pattern of this defense, you follow the patterns of Ginunting. Because even in knife, in middle range, you use, they call it Crossada, but that's Ginunting. Crossada, Ginunting. The Crossada technique with a combination of scissors technique. You know? So it's just like moving to the left side and getting out from the thrust. You have to use the less dominant hand, which is the live hand, they call in the Filipino martial arts, to slap the knife. And to the other one is to cut the inner arm.
Right.
So you see, everything is there. In my book, that's how close I teach it, you know, so you'll understand the reality of Filipino martial arts.
Right. And I read your book, and it was very easy to follow and also very comprehensive. For people that want to get your book, where can they get it?
Well, I don't know if you place my P.O. box in your, you know, I have a P.O. box, or they can email me if they're ordering, and then they could send, you know, they could buy it from me. I think I have 30 books here. Because my wife said, oh, you did a book, you're not even selling it. I'm giving it to my friends. Because I didn't really, after all these years, trying to write something, you know, and then I was able to finish the book with the help of your uncle,
right?
My teacher, Amy Kirubin, you know. So we were able to finish my book, and then the purpose was just to explain to people, you know, explain to friends my own approach to teaching, you know.
Right. And again, whatever. Even coming from a book, it was still very, very easy to follow.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Which is good, you know, because I know it's difficult to learn from books, or you know, when you're not learning with a live instructor. But it was very easy to follow, and it was really comprehensive.
Yeah, that's that book. If you see the classical maneuver for your uncle. Because now he's good in computers, he could put the arrows and everything there. I just use a a pen.
Oh, the mark. But it's still, you know, people will still get what it is.
Yeah. What is important in the book is how you train. Because I think the approach really to mastery is putting drills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Putting drills into your techniques.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I call it shadow fighting. I said classical maneuvers. Mm-hmm. Impact stick, you know. Because like I'm explaining in the knife, you know. In the knife, first, how effective you hold the knife, and then how the knife will last in your hands after the fight is done, and also physical impact of the knife. Because most of the Filipino teachers, not everybody, the good teachers, they have it, but some teachers now who learn, they just show you engagement, you know, and then the mindset is just slashing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, in knife, you have to really come in and put power to slash, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you know, and then you cannot just, you see them do the scenarios, you see them like cutting with the point of the knife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you slash, it comes from the bottom to the tip.
Right.
You have a wound, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, you know, you the mindset of that you when you teach to your students, you know.
Right.
So these are, especially the impact, you know, like the stick. If you do a lot of shadows and you don't do power strikes in the bug, you never, when you go into the real fight, because even partner system, when you do Sinawali, you know, impact training, it's not like striking the bug. You're striking the bug with the fullest power that you do, because that's the one strike, one kill.
Right.
You know. So it's the most important thing there is you're acquainted with the physical impact of your weapon. You know.
Mm-hmm.
If not, when you strike, then your stick falls. You know, the palm of your hand, you know. You might be striking abanico as, you know, to a person for your first technique, and you're not used to the impact, and then what is exposed is the weakest part of your grip.
Mm-hmm.
So you strike and you disarm yourself.
I was just going to say that, you disarm yourself.
Yeah, you have to strike your opponent, your fist, it's like punching.
Mm-hmm.
Your fist is facing the target.
Mm-hmm.
That's how. And then you have to know about the center line.
Right.
You know, to start with, you know, you teach your student how to, the center line, the strike, the tip goes to the center line while the fist passes the center line. But that is only for the basic. When you go to the progressive, everything passes like the block. Because when you block, to the left side, you pass the center line to block, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in strike, you go directly to the center line, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that is only for the basic. The progressive, or when you're used to the points where you have to strike, the temple, the side of the neck, the elbow, the floating ribs, the knee, the inner thigh, so you have already mastered the points, then you can strike full power, which means to say you go through your target, you know, through and through.
Right.
Like the empty hands, you know. That's why sometimes when you go to competition, when the rules is, what they call this, in karate, when you strike the person, the rule says don't excessive power, meaning to say, you just touch the skin.
It's almost like a tap.
Yeah, just tap. You know, when the head moves, you're given a warning.
Mm-hmm.
When the mouth bleeds, you're being disqualified, you know.
Wow.
So when you might win all the trophies. When you go to a real fight and you do the same, then you're going to not win the fight.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because you're fighting. But I devised it, you know, I always make the student understand. You touch the skin, now the purpose is to pull your blow so that the judges and the referee will say, that you control. You
Right.
control. It's not just, you know, hyperextend your arm and then touch the head. Then you have an intention to hurt. But that's for competition. But for real fight, you go through the head. You punch through the head.
Right.
To take him down. That's a one kill. One strike, one kill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when they don't, you don't explain it to the students, especially tournament fighters, you know. It's nice to see, but it's not effective.
Right. It looks impressive.
In stick, the same thing, you know. In stick, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, in stick, in engagement, the lesser technique, the better. You know?
Yeah.
You have so many techniques. Which is the most effective technique?
Mm-hmm.
So the lesser technique, and the, you know, how do I call it? Less effort for a maximum result.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So you can use forehand, backhand, but if you strike the bug 1,000 times, so you develop a force that when you strike a person with your first strike, it is like
it's gonna take
1,000 times into one, you know.
Right.
So that's powerful, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So everything that you find in the book is how to train you to be effective.
Right. Know? And you know, with Amara Arcanis, you talk with the physical training, and then you also have your awareness training.
Yeah, it's like a sensitivity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the first part is, you see what are the strikes in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you're blocking. And then the progressive part of it is you no longer block because you know how to move out. You understand the attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You understand the angles of attack. So it's either you defend yourself by moving to the side or, you know. Now, in... there's a part. I learned it from your uncle. We usually close our eyes and try to size up our opponent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
First in close range, sensitivity, mm-hmm. how the body moves, because if you can imagine how the body moves when your eyes are closed,
mm-hmm.
and when you open your eyes, the more you'll understand how the body moves.
Mm-hmm.
Because your defense against a weapon depends on the movements of your opponent. It mm-hmm. dictates his attack, you know.
So are you touching when you're doing this drill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come again?
Are you touching, you and your opponent, are you touching, or your partner, when you're doing that drill art?
Yeah, first, we don't use weapons. We just like touch hands.
Right.
Yeah, we just touch hands. So there are two versions of weapon training.
Mm-hmm.
The techniques in Cruzada, you can apply it in empty hands. The technique in Sinawali, you can do Sinawali without the sticks. Cruzada, the same thing. If you see Cruzada, if you see the Wing Chun technique, which is Lap Sao Chi Sao,
right.
It looks like the tricircular. It looks like two circles, but actually it's three. One is to defend yourself. The other, even in stick, one is to block the stick. The second strike is to disarm. And the third strike goes to the head of your opponent.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But when you train, it's like two circles. It's like yin and yang.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It goes clockwise and counterclockwise. But when you apply it, you put the application, it moves like three counts, you know, because everything is there. Defend, disarm, and counter.
Right.
So that's Amara. But you cannot train in Amara without training in Cruzada, Sinawali, Redonda, and Abanico.
Mm-hmm.
That's a requirement.
Like the fundamentals.
Because you cannot use the Amara technique against... You have to learn first how to strike. So you can imagine the person.
Mm-hmm.
When he strikes, you can use the Amara, whether it's to the left, high, low, middle, you know. But without learning the strikes of Cruzada, we'll be just moving in one, what do you call this, one line, you know. So you have to learn all the eight sides. So we have 12 basic strikes, we have eight strikes, you know. Diagonal, downward, reverse, upward, diagonal, reverse, horizontal, reverse, downward, and upward. So you have eight lines.
So the like an asterisk?
You have six asterisks and you have eight octagon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I base it from octagon where you break it down into multiplication and addition, you know, for education, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But some come in teaching the asterisk, the six lines, you know. So sometimes they don't use the vertical lines. But because we have a thrust to the underhand thrust and upper hand thrust. So that's the two lines. That's a high line, vertical going down, and then the low line, vertical going up.
Right.
So, but you know, in eight lines, where there is a block, there's a counter strike. Where's a block, there's a thrust.
Mm-hmm.
So like in the 12 strikes, you have the seven strikes and the five thrusts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not all angles are, it's all diagonal and horizontal. So it doesn't have upward diagonal. So, you know, in the eight sides, you have the upward diagonal, which is also because Amara is more of Linglang, which is deception. This is the word that not everybody is using when they teach. But in Amara, is to deceive your opponent, thinking that you're from coming under, and then, you know, like in Sinawali, the single Sinawali, you have downward, and yeah, you're the single Sinawali, you know, the weeb. But actually, the single Sinawali can come down and then mislead him and go up, reverse, you know. So, well, you just use your imagination as a teacher and then you explain to them because everybody's being taught that way, structured. But when you teach the application, just in Sinawali, there are so many situations that you can use single Sinawali,
right.
You know. Well, it comes from Prasada.
Mm-hmm.
Everything comes from the foundation of the old school. But you see, the old teachers, after they trade, they have a stick for engagement, they have a stick for, you know, a particular, you know, for whatever situations. And they have training stick, they have for non-impact training, and they have impact sticks, you know, for impact training. You know, they have really carry sticks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have short stick, they carry a backup stick, you know. So many things. If you see my grandfather, he has a syringe when you know in the when you get medicines with your
shot.
He puts something there and then you can throw it to the face, you know.
Whoa.
And when the ninja movies came out, I said that's what my grandfather was teaching. Maybe he got it from the ninja. He put sawdust or some, if it's really serious, you know, somebody applied to the knife, you want to throw something in his eyes.
Acid or something?
Yeah. But sometimes they put, you know, when you cut the metal, that one it goes to your eyes. The more you rub, the more your cornea cuts.
Wow. Ooh.
Yeah, these are weapons of the old, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
very, very innovative.
That's why the Filipinos, they're very imagine so many things in the street as weapons.
Right.
Yeah, you can go out there because most of the time, you don't care, you stick.
Mm-hmm.
In America, you carry a stick, police will catch you.
Right.
What are you going to do with that? So you put something to mislead them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going back to the Spanish. That's why the sticks were invented, because they cannot use the sword. They put it in the comedia, the dances, you know.
Right.
But in the dances, they're already practicing. So that's why there are two version of warriors, the warriors in the mountain and the warriors in the city.
Right.
Until everybody went down to the city and did their sticks movements in place, you know. The comedia, they call it, you know, the moro moro.
Right.
We still have that. In fact, the Filipinos, are, you know, their dances, you see them. You see the swords, you know. You see the... There's so many things. You know, I have a weapon that was the palm stick that we used to... When we were doing VIP security, when we were with the law enforcement, you know, your uncle and I, we have a stick, just an ordinary stick where we put a hole and then put it between, put a garter and then use it to push people to strike or to, you know, because it's a palm stick as big as your palm. With a garter, you can slap somebody in the throat, they'll fall down, you know, or you can turn it horizontal and use it as the spoon, as, you know, the 2 points.
I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's called Kudlit. That's why when Professor Soteco showed him his, showed me his weapon, he gave me a sample. When I'm talking of Armando Soteco, okay, in the Philippines, Professor Soteco from Pamantasan, who has his, who has his program, it's called School for Arnis Professionals. So that's why going back to this, going back to this United Fellowship of Martial Artists, all the people I met in America who teaches the way I teach, I nominated them for Matao Guru. You would ask me what Matao Guru means. Because everybody was asking me what's Matao Guru, because they're used to Grand Master, Senior Master, or now we have Supreme Master, you know.
Right. Well, what does that mean, Guru?
I said, me, I don't choose that. I was nominated, you know. I was. I could not even show it to your uncle, because I'm not a Grand Master. I'm a Master Teacher. My level is, my title is my level of knowledge of my, the Filipino martial arts, but that doesn't consider me as a grandmaster. I have my grandmaster are my teachers, you know. That's their title, so I don't want to be like them.
Right.
I'm all right being Matao Guru. Matao is a word in the Maguindanao, in Cotabato, where you have the Maguindanao, the Muslims. Matao means you know, or
like a teacher, ask, or the learned one, or something.
Yeah, so it is more Filipino word for guru, you know. The most knowledgeable, you know. That's why I like that title, Matao Guru. It's for the academe. Now everybody, after they read my book, everybody wants to be teachers. They don't want to be instructors. I said, it has the same meaning, but teacher has a deeper meaning, you know. Because it doesn't, like a teacher in the school teach everything. That's a teach only one subject, you know. Yeah. So that's where I. There are Matao Gurus in the Philippines who are my friends. You have Shok Laraga, who is Matao Guru, you know. You have, I don't know, Trinidad, Roby, who has that, like an FMA digest.
FMA forum.
Yeah, he's Matao Guru. He trained with Shok. Shok is my, like, he was under us. He was training with us during the Philippine team in karate. He was one of those who trained with us. And then he was one of those who inspired me to teach my art, you know. That's why he has Amara too. He has Amara, like my Amara. Because it's not, I didn't invent Amara. It really is from the old school, you know. Paksyon is from the old school. So Illustrissimo has Paksyon too, you know. Now, Sistema Praksyon, the system, which you in English is fraction of a second, but it's in the Filipino, it's not just fraction of a second. It can be a delaying tactic.
What exactly does that mean, fraction of a second? Or, you know,
you're faster than your opponent when they're in everything he moves.
Mm-hmm.
Like before he strikes you, you can already deal with his with the threat. You know?
Right.
So you don't you have to be strike before he was is like thinking of striking you. You already can strike him.
So you already neutralize your
opponents. Yeah, you neutralize the threat without. It's in the book. I explain in the book,
right.
And then there's so many things. That's why when they asked me to explain fraction, I said, I cannot explain to you. There are different me and the other system has fraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the word is different. Like you have lightning,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's another word like fraction. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's so many system, but like fraction, I like it because you can explain it in English. You know.
Right.
Like fraction of a second faster, it's always like you're before him.
Right.
You know? But in Amara, fraction is not just fraction of a second. It's so many things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fraction of the eyes movements and, you know, mindset before he does things, you know, already can, you know, it's still like fraction of a second. You're always ahead, you know. Or you can delay past takes and then come in.
Right.
Change your angles of strike to retokes, which is the sword techniques. You know,
mm-hmm.
in the talk you will see a lot of fraction movements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the forehand backhand, change it into forehand, and then fanning hand.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of so you will see the in between strikes are the fraction strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So you only see it in retoke, which is the reangling of strikes. You have there are only four
mm-hmm.
that you use. Half strikes, they call it in between strikes.
Right.
So these are the fraction. This is half strike to disarm, and then full strike again to finish. So that's tres pasadas.
mm-hmm.
So the program now is the program now of Amara. Before it was the program of Sikdokan, which is the karate version of my art. You know, Sikdokan is Zen Ichiken, mind, oneness, and body. You know,
right.
So that was the program was patterned after that. But now we really have a program for Amara Arcanis,
mm-hmm.
which
great.
Is which is also a combination of Sikdokan. You know. Only I don't use any more Japanese terminologies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I use it as, you know, as one, Filipino, from arm, from weapons to arm to an arm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then classification of development, steadfastness, and honor, you know. The longest program is the classification of development, where you have 5 steps.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you have in karate, you have white, green, yellow, something like that.
Right.
You know? This one is 5 steps. We call una up to ikalimang hakbang. And then we have the from 5th to 6th, we have in the in between, which is the black belt, pansamantalang guru, or pansamantalang sagisag na itim. So the probationary black belts, because that's where you learn how to become a black sas in
mm-hmm.
Amara.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, you know, the traditional way is, oh, I'm a brown belt, I take an example of black belts. You're going to take an example of black belt, but do you know about black belts?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So we invite you to a probationary rank where you study the
mm-hmm.
ways of the black belt, how to carry yourself in public, how to talk to the seniors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the very most important thing because your actions reflect the school and the teacher.
Right, right.
So you have to learn the ways. You know, the old school, when you get brown and then you take an example black to qualify you. No, here you go to a probationary rank, learn the rules.
Right. It's not just about learning the techniques
no.
and everything like that. There's
and
more
then
to
from
it.
There you from there you take the black belt exam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something that is you know, you cannot be an engineering student and take an exam of medicine, you know.
Right. Right.
So you have to go to medicine first and learn.
Oh, and they have residency for how many
yeah,
years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that.
So that's how Amara, when it comes to the ranks, mm-hmm. you know. So we have a white belt, and then we put the colors of the plug.
Mm-hmm.
That's from first to fifth step.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the sixth to the tenth.
Mm-hmm.
And then 10 to the 15, you know.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not even, I'm just like, you know, I'm not, I am the founder of this, but I don't know if I could get the 15 rank. So it comes with the evolution of the art, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As we, because in Amara, you don't adapt to the style.
The style
you
adapts
don't adapt,
to you.
The system adapts to you.
Right.
Because in education, it's patterned after the program of education. You have different kinds of students. They're slow learner, they're fast learner, they're, you know. In America, you have the ADDs, you know.
I read in your book, one of your students has ADD, and he was saying how he had a hard time learning.
Yeah, that time I had time for him because he was my only student.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a group, it's hard to deal with them, you know. They ask
right.
you many questions, you know.
Right.
You have to teach them, and then you think they know, but they don't know. They forget, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a computer. You have to put it everything there. But Amara, like System and Praxion, when they ask me to explain to them, it's like I said, it's like showing you a spirit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amara is when you train in Amara, it will just come out.
Right.
You cannot do something which is not your level.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So your level doesn't mean that you have to go 10 years. Some will get it in a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In a year, but you're not very fluid with it. That's
mm-hmm.
why we have classification of development. But now that I'm looking at my student, I see that in classification of development for Westerners, sometimes it takes them, like, you know, most of them, you know, 5 years,
mm-hmm.
6 years.
Right.
Before they go to the Black SAS, you know,
mm-hmm.
which is the classification of steadfastness.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. They do the basic, but this time they have grace. They have the flow now, you know.
Right.
They know what is hard, what is soft, you know. So, like I said, you know, if we go back to, you know, sensitivity, which is, like you were asking, you know, we blindfold them, you know. They know how the stick works, you know, how to defend themselves. Now they want to defend themselves without blocking. They just move out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's steadfastness already.
Right.
There are systems that use that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Blindfold. Emmy, in when he was teaching me, he used to blindfold us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would yell and then we would get out. They would attack. Until such time, they will shout a technique. They were in front of you, one-step engagement. They will shout a technique, and then you'll move out. You know?
Mm-hmm. But he's really trying to hit you.
Yeah.
So if you don't move out of the way, you get hit.
Yeah. So that's to prove how much you learn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Amy has so many ways of teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won 4th place in the world championship.
Right.
Just doing 3 techniques.
Mm-hmm.
The block, a good reverse punch, and a good kick.
Mm-hmm.
And it got our team almost to the championship.
Oh,
almost
that's
great. Won the world, you know. So, but it didn't change what made us win. in the nationals, he didn't change it. He just made it more, you know, he made the technique more superior for international competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how it is. So I got the way he teaches. Mm-hmm. You know, not so many things, but you know, so you can put so many things when you go to forms. You know,
right.
Balangkas. That's where we use long stances, you know, all the stances that you need. But in engagement, you only need two kinds of stances. And then the two kinds of stances, you know, you must know how to step in, step and slide in,
mm-hmm.
or slide in. There are, you know, just three maneuvers.
Right.
And then you learn how to step and get out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's either moving back or moving forward.
Right.
To compensate for long stance, you should know how to slide in. So these are not something new. This is only what I think is effective when it comes to engagement.
Right.
Because it's like karate, they teach you so many stances.
Mm-hmm.
But when you fight, you use a short stance because that's the most accessible to all your techniques, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's easy to kick, roundhouse kick, all the short stance. If you long stance, I already know that you're going to kick the strongest is the leg at the back.
Guru,
I've
actually always wondered about that because I studied Taekwondo for many years, and then I studied some mm-hmm. Shotokan in college, and I always mm-hmm. wondered why, you know, the long stance, like in a real street fight, you know, mm-hmm. it just never really seemed like that would, you know, really work. And I just wonder why they, you know, it's so popular.
In street fights, you don't really use a long stance. You know?
Right.
Because it's hard to maneuver, especially, it's only good when it's one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's multiple attack, it's going to be hard because
you need to move.
You have to, you know, move out, you know, in circles, mm-hmm. you know. You have to move out in circles. Very hard to move out in circles when you're using long stance.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for, like, competition one-on-one.
Right.
That's why my son got stabbed. He's good on one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
But when he fought in the street, he had, like, how many people attacking him?
Mm-hmm.
He was able to take them down with his kicks,
mm-hmm.
but not everybody. That's why he got stabbed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So from that time on, he didn't want to compete.
Mm-hmm.
He just went to freestyle sparring, sabakan, and he put in his own fighting, you know, the way he wants to fight based on the experience, you know.
Right.
I said, it's good that you experience it not getting killed. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
at least now you know. That's why the sparring in the empty hand was, they think it was real.
Mm-hmm.
They always spar like 2 against 3, or 1 against 3, 1 against 2, 1 against 4, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The most is 4. And how to carry yourself, you know, how to, if you don't move in circles, it's like, have you seen the DVD of who's this? Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a DVD. It's very nice. It explains the circular movements of your system.
Oh, with Aikido.
Yeah, in Aikido.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice that you see also the Filipino movement there.
I've always thought that a lot of I've seen a lot of Filipino martial arts, and it reminds me of Aikido. Sometimes.
Yeah, because Aikido is so nice in their defense.
Mm-hmm.
They're not so strong with their offense,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's why Steven Seagal mixed, you know, empty hand art,
right.
you know, to his movements. Like, it's a modern approach to Aikido.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Aikido has also knife hand strike, you know, but Most of the technique is to get out.
Just for defense, you know? Right.
Yeah. But when you put it into stick fighting, it becomes your movements become superior.
Right.
Because
right.
when you do move in circles, you get out for multiple attacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's why tomorrow we have this Dr. Bijano, his favorite is 3 levels of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who participates, so if we have 30, they will move in, like they will engage in the center, mm-hmm. not touching, just moving out, trying to evade the people. You know. So when you go to my Crossada maneuvers, a cross sport that I teach, when you do circles, getting out, that is the basic of the 3 levels of engagement.
Mm-hmm.
The first level is just to move out, look for an exit. The second is with your weapon, look for an exit.
Right.
The third, engage and then look for an exit.
Mm-hmm.
So the key to mastery is really designing a drill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Designing drills for situations, because the technique are all the same. How you gonna get out? So the balancas will teach you. So, like I have long forms which looks like karate movements, but it's not. It's getting out instead of coming in. But for each classical form, I use the classical maneuvers. I have for one form balancas ng sinuwali.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That breaks down the sinuwali into high, horizontal, low, and then the high and low, which is the standard sinuwali.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a classical long form for redonda. So all of this is to familiarize you and to build your skill.
Right.
You know. And then power, you go to the bag.
Mm-hmm.
My book explains everything that the way I teach it. You know. If it's going to be of help to anyone who teaches Arnis stick fighting, maybe it could help them, you know.
Right.
For the
right.
students, for the basic of the students.
Sure.
They're progressive, but all right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And only the mindset that they have to learn. How do you teach a student? How old? So I explained there, it depends on the teacher. You know, you have programs for kids. It's not like the program of the adults, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You teach them 15 minutes, as soon as their eyeball rolls, get a ball and play ball with them. Or get the ball and let them strike the ball with the sticks, you know. So, that's Amara.
Yeah.
Amara, which is Amara, which is male, female, principal.
Mm-hmm.
And Shock calls it the antecedent of yin and yang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's so many explanations, you know. There's the spiritual explanation of the triangle.
Right.
You know? When you go to spiritual, then you involve the Trinity. Mm-hmm. You know. There's also the explanation of the elements, you know, the fire,
mm-hmm.
you know, water, whatever, you know. But I don't want to explain it because it'll be very confusing already. I just want to explain the triangle as the bladed weapon, the sticks, and the empty hand.
Mm-hmm.
So when the student look at it, but yes, spiritual meaning.
Right.
So what else do you want to know?
No, that was a lot, Guru Lu. Actually, if you could just have some, do you have any parting words that you'd like to say to the FMA Pulse community?
Yeah, first I want to tell them about this Hall of Fame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to come, they can just go to my website or the Sword Sick website.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to attend this, it'll be in March 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsored by the United Fellowship of Martial Artists.
Right.
And then, what else? Yeah, before I would just like to, you know, also thank you for giving me a chance to express myself. Everything I say here is my experience and how I teach my art.
Mm-hmm.
It might be different from others, but it still has the same basic, you know,
right.
with the other art. It's not me being, you know, It's my contribution to the martial arts. It's not much, but maybe it will help, you know. And also, I want to thank the people who gave their time having the bill done, and then I hope they're serious with it.
Right, exactly.
Because all of us are focused, you know, to what they're doing. So maybe one of these days we'll not just be meeting, and we'll be meeting in a venue where they will hold the world championships, you know.
Right.
So
right.
I salute them, and I'm grateful also to you. Gave me the chance, and to everybody who is listening to your program, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is martial arts. This is Filipino martial arts. It's a nice art. Maybe you're Filipinos in America. Your children should learn about it.
Right, absolutely. It's our culture and heritage.
Yeah, learn the culture and learn the art, you know. Okay, Michael, thank you for giving me your time, okay?
Thank you, Rubu, for giving us your time, and good luck with your workshop tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.